Thank you. You may be seated. Just a little word on what's going to be taking place this evening. After the time here that we're going to have the drama presentation, we're going to have a candle lighting at the end. And we want you to know the musicians here are going to help us starting. They're going to come down the center aisles there, and each of us should have already gotten a candle. We want you, when you're receiving the flame, to bend your candle. We don't want those who have the flame to bend their candles because we get wax everywhere, okay? So when you're receiving the flame, bend your candle and receive that flame. Also, the kids will be coming down at the end of the service as well. I'm sorry?
Go to their parents when?
When the orchestra leaves at the end of the service, they're going to go to their parents, okay? And if your parents, if the kids don't see you, you might have to stand up so they do know where you're sitting.
Let's put some stuff together here. There you go. Oops. Why don't you hang these?
Thank you.
Oh. I'm on. I'm not loud. Look what I found. We used to read this to the kids. 'Twas the night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Ah! Wait a minute. That's not right. I am stirring. And stirring. And stirring. I have to get these cheese balls done. Everyone's coming over. There's so much to do. Cooking, cleaning, shopping. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Did she just say everyone's coming over? Does that mean more mice?
That's what I heard.
Oh, no.
Where was I? The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Well, the stockings are hung, but all that means is we need to buy presents to fill them. There's so much work to do, I get so exhausted thinking about it all. Oh, the cooking, the decorating. Oh, Christmas just isn't as fun as it used to be. I just wish this holiday season would be over already.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads.
Sugar plums. Our children aren't thinking about sugar plums. All they care about are the gifts they're getting. Nothing's dancing around in their heads other than counting that loot.
When did all this happen to us?
What do you mean?
This bah humbug attitude about Christmas holiday. I remember decorating the tree and having the Christmas carols playing in the background, and we ate more popcorn than we strung on the tree. Oh, the songs still ring in my head.
You know, you're right. And we used to have the kids do a Christmas list, and we were like children ourselves, thinking about ways to fill all their wishes.
What has happened to cause us to lose the true meaning of Christmas?
I just don't know.
I'm going to work. I will try and get home early today.
Do you have to go to work on Christmas Eve? You've worked late every day this week.
Business doesn't stop. There's all these projects I have on the table.
Oh, no. Only an hour left before they close. I have to finish my shopping. What if they don't have any of these left? Yes, Amazon, take me away.
Mom, I'll be at Jack's. We're going to be playing video games. I wonder if Mom and Dad know how much I need that new iPad. Maybe if I leave this ad for Best Buy, when they'll see it, where they'll see it. They'll get the hint. Or not. This calls for desperate measures, the direct approach. Mom, Dad.
That recipe for Grandma's cookies have to be in here somewhere. Everyone's expecting them. I've got to get this baking done before everyone gets here. Oh, no, I forgot the butter.
Time for cruising. Bahamas, here I come. 2 weeks of sun and fun.
Wait here. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Hold on 1 second. I got a great idea. I found it! Here it is, the real Night Before Christmas story. Do you remember when we'd go to church with my parents, the candlelight service?
Ah, what a wonderful time that was.
And the kids would dress up as angels and shepherds. It was so great. My mom used to read this to me when I was young. She said it was an accurate account of the biblical Christmas story. I haven't seen this in years, but I think it might be the answer to what's missing in our Christmas, and maybe why we're missing a little joy of the season. 'Twas the night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christ's birth, and up in the sky, the angels were prepping to be heard on high.
Tonight's the night Jesus is sitting God down. Tonight's the night God is sending Jesus down to the earth. Who should we tell the news to first?
Let me take a look at our assignment scroll. We are to go outside the hills of Bethlehem to a group of shepherds.
Shepherds? Shouldn't we tell the shepherds first?
Well, that's not God's plan. Shepherds first. Let's get the other angels and head out.
The people in Bethlehem, a small rural town, were just getting ready to lay themselves down. In town to pay taxes, so many around, tensions were rising, and needs did abound. This innkeeper had no room for more, new people were turned away at his door. till Mary and Joseph, looking forlorn, needed a place. His heart was torn. His stable in back, would they be offended? The couple was grateful. Their long journey ended. They nestled down in the warm, dry hay. Their baby would come by the end of this day. And out on the hillside, while watching their sheep, a group of young shepherds were falling asleep. When suddenly out of the sky came a light, and angels appeared, making everything bright.
Peace to each man. You need not have fear, for the news we have brought you will find very dear. A baby is born, this night is his birth. He's come to save all of the people on earth. In Bethlehem town you will find this dear child, with Joseph and Mary, his mother, so mild. Sharing a manger with oxen and sheep, nestled in blankets, the babe sound asleep. Good news we bring you this wonderful night. Jesus is born. Run to the sight.
Thank you.
So after the angels delivered the news, the shepherds went searching with no time to lose. And just as the angels had told them aloud, they found Jesus with Mary and Joseph so proud. They fell to their knees and quietly gazed at their promised Savior, their minds a bit dazed. They'd expected Messiah would come as a king. This was a helpless babe of whom the angels did sing. Jesus was born on the first Christmas day, a gift from the Father. He planned it that way. And every dear person who hears and believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. For all folks have sinned and have gone their own way, but God hears each one when we choose to pray. And then accept Jesus, who came down to earth to live and to die and to give us new birth. When it comes to each Christmas, a choice we must make. Will we include Jesus and his memories take? Or go our own way and forget he exists? And just baking and shopping and making our lists. Don't lose out on joy, just passing each day, getting through everything. For that you will pay a price too costly. His promise you'll lose, eternal life, that you should choose. Make this Christmas the best ever. Accept him as Savior. You'll regret it never. Regret it never.
That's what we've been missing. We've taken Christ out of Christmas. Jesus is the reason for Christmas. He's the reason to celebrate the season.
Christmas isn't Christmas till it happens in your heart. Somewhere deep inside you is where Christmas really starts. So give your heart to Jesus, you'll discover when you do. It's Christmas, really Christmas for you. Jesus brings warmth like a winter fire, a light like a candle's glow. He's waiting now to come inside as he did so long ago. Jesus brings gifts of truth and life and makes them bloom and grow. So welcome him with a song of joy, and when he comes you'll know that Christmas isn't Christmas till it happens in your heart. Somewhere deep inside you is where Christmas really starts. So give your heart to Jesus. You'll discover when you do that it's Christmas, really Christmas. Christmas, really Christmas. Christmas, really Christmas for you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed that. You know, I'd just like to wrap up things here just before we sing our last song and we have the candle lighting. Just thinking a little bit more about what we have witnessed here tonight and the message that was presented in the drama. So many times we can get wrapped up in all the things around Christmas and we can forget what the season is about. You know, I wanted us to think a little bit also about gift giving at Christmas and the greatest gift that was ever given. Do you remember back? I was meditating on this, thinking back over the Christmases I've spent. What was the greatest gift, the one that you remember at Christmas, that you remember the most? I'd like it to be nice if we could all share for that. I remember, I think I was probably 10 years old, and at Christmas time, my parents gave me a guitar, a really nice guitar, a Gibson guitar. And that was the Christmas present, I think, that I remember the most over the years. And then when you think also back, think of gifts that you have given to others. There may have been times when you gave a gift to somebody else, and it just was the perfect thing. I remember we had a young daughter, our youngest daughter, I should say, Katie. When she was small, she was very expressive. It was fun to give Katie presents because every time we gave her something, she'd go, "Wow!" You know, her eyes would get big, and she would just be so excited. It's great when people appreciate the gifts that we give, right? And then on the other hand, my mother has always been the hardest person in the world to give to. Maybe you are like that. I think sometimes I'm like that. But people, we give gifts to my mom, and my mom goes, "Oh, that's nice." You know, "Oh, did you open the gift I gave you, though?" She's not a good receiver. But you know what? When we think of gift giving, receiving gifts, and also giving gifts, think about what God did at this time on this first Christmas. You know, the gift that he gave dated way back when. He was planning on giving that gift, it says in the Bible, from the foundation of the world, he was going to give that gift, the gift of his Son to this earth. He was the one that was going to save this world from their sins. And then, you know, you think about Christ coming at Christmas and as being God's gift to this planet. You know, the verse that everybody knows more than any other verse in the Bible is John 3:16, right? And Jesus spoke that to a religious man, but he, talking about God's love for the people on this earth, he said, "For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son." He knew what was going to happen, of course, to his son. He came, didn't come, as we've seen here, not as a victorious, mighty warrior or a deliverer like the children of Israel were looking for. He came as a helpless little baby that was so dependent, but that was God in the human flesh. But he knew what was going to happen to this baby. The Bible says in the book of John that he was in the world, and the world was made by him. That is, Jesus actually was the creator. The world was made by him, but the world knew him not. He came to his own, that is the Jewish people, and his own received him not. Starting from his birth, even at Bethlehem, there was no room for Jesus in the inn. He had to be born in a barn, born in a stable. But the Bible goes on to say, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority or the power to become the children of God, even to those who believe on his name." What a great gift that was. Paul, writing to the Corinthians, he described that gift as, "Thanks be to God for that indescribable gift." What would it be like, you suppose? You know, there's different ways that people can receive gifts, like we already mentioned it. But this gift, the greatest gift, Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." You know, God wanted every person to live forever. And he's prepared a place that's going to be fantastic in the new heavens and the new earth. He's been working on it. What we see here is so fantastic. This world is so beautiful. And he did all this, the Bible indicates, in 6 days. Can you imagine the wonderful things that God has prepared for those who are his children, those who receive the gift that he has given? You know, how is it with you tonight when you can think about this gift that God has given? There are some people, they could care less. They don't care about this gift of God. Maybe they're bitter. We know of a doctor who, he's bitter at God because he took his mom, who was such a good lady. So he's bitter at God. There are other people, I think, who receive the gift of eternal life, but they don't seem to be very appreciative of it. It's a ho-hum type of thing. I wonder if those people really understood what it took for God to give and to pay for their sins on the cross. That was a tremendous, costly gift. The book of Peter says this, "For as much as you know you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold from the vain conversation or lifestyle of your forefathers, but you were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb." He was the substitutionary atonement for our sins. We couldn't pay for those sins. But then there are some people, I think, who have understood how sinful their hearts were and what God needed to do with a great sacrifice he made in paying for their sins. And they're, just like my daughter Katie was when she received gifts, they're excited about it. We showed a video not too long ago taking place in the island of Papua New Guinea above Australia. And these people had never heard anything of the Bible. And a missionary came in there and he told them the story of the Bible, starting with the Old Testament, coming through Christ. Those people would get up especially at the last lesson at 4:00 in the morning because they didn't want to miss the God talk as he talked about it, the God talk. And they fell in love instantaneously with Jesus because the teacher, the missionary, had told them about how God had sent lambs, had even in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve sinned and they clothed themselves with the fig leaves, God had to sacrifice a lamb to clothe them with skins. And all through the Old Testament, we see an animal sacrifice being given to cover. Blood had to be shed. Death had to happen to pay for sin. And then finally, when Jesus came, John the Baptist, understanding who Jesus was, pointed out to him, and he said, "There goes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world once and for all." Well, these people in Papua New Guinea, when they understood the story, we saw it on video, they started testifying. First of all, they're pretty subdued people, but all of a sudden it was like they had won the Super Bowl. They started just jumping up and down. They took that missionary and were thrown up in the air, and that celebration went on for hours. You know, the Bible says when there is a sinner who repents, he turns from his ways and receives Jesus Christ. See, there's joy in heaven. They're excited about this gift that people realize how great it was. How is it with you this Christmas season? How is your reaction to the gift of God, even as he gave Jesus Christ for us? Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer, should we? Our Heavenly Father, now I pray for those of us who are gathered here today. If there's somebody here who has never received the gift of God, they've actually said, "God, I want Jesus Christ as the payment for my sin. I want his Spirit to come and live within me and to make me a new person. I want to receive this gift of eternal life and the new Spirit and the Holy Spirit living within me." And there may be some here, Heavenly Father, who've received that gift, but they've let other things come and they spend a lot of time. They don't think too much about this gift and how great it was, nor do they think about their neighbors who might not know Jesus Christ. I pray that if we are in that situation, Father, we would once again look at this gift and show our appreciation and gratitude to you for giving us this gift and living for you and to tell that great message so other people can understand it as well. So we pray, Lord, that if there's somebody here who's never received Jesus Christ, pray that they would do so right now. And then, receiving Christ, may they follow him and become a disciple of his and give glory to you. We pray these things for his name's sake, the one whom we celebrate his birth at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.